takes me in the end, and it gets me through. I'll let you know.
Welcome to Hour to Kill, delayed by a couple minutes, but we made it. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Isaac. That was Supervillain Theme by Mad Villain. Play that to start every show. This is Sweet Trip, Pro Love Ad. Am I messing up pronunciation there? I don't know. This is Sweet Trip. Great song. That was Pro Love at Sweet Trip. This is Many Mirrors by Always off Blue Rev. Excellent new album from them. Really enjoy. I've been listening to it all the time. And this is one of the standouts. They've gone in a more shoegaze direction this time. This song is an example of that. Really wonderful song. So I'm going to play it now. Many Mirrors, Always.
Takes years to find a nerve to be apart from what you've done.
That was All the Way, New Order off of Technique. Fantastic album out of obviously several fantastic New Order albums. I have a rule on this show, Hour to Kill, where we play New Order, a New Order song every week, and that was the one for this week. Just, there's so much gold in that discography, you can never run out, really. And before that, of course, Many Mirrors, always. This next song is by a band that I saw live earlier this past week, Fontaines D.C. Bit totally different from New Order, but whatever. It's Freeform, we go there. Not like there's anything crazy in this song. Very fun live, very energetic crowd. Sometimes almost, not too energetic, but too much hostility in that energy. Not as much, I mean, there's obviously going to be pushing in a mosh, but some of it was a little bit of like trying to start fights, and it was people who are, and then there are a lot of people who are having a great time and were very respectful. So you get a mix of that, I guess. But they definitely have a lot of energy live. So if you're curious about seeing Fontaines DC live, I would recommend. And this is Sha 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 by them off their first album, Doggerel. Up next, after Sha Sha Sha, Fontaines DC, Here Comes Your Man by the Pixies. Rest of this set list, I think, is a little more coherently, I don't know, I think of it as being a fall vibe. Maybe you listen and you go, what is this guy thinking? But I think it's all very, you know, relaxed, very, I don't know, we're going to have a good time here. But first off, Here Comes Your Man. Pixies, great band, but this song is an example, I think, of they can write some catchy stuff on top of, I mean, a lot of their songs really are catchy, even if they have all these other, you know, noise rock elements, whatever. It's not like they're super inaccessible. But this song in particular is just very, oh, I find it stuck in my head all the time. Here Comes Your Man, Pixies.
Face turns. like a rock, but you know I need it anyway. Angle for the ringside, seats when they fall, don't blame me. Bring on the major league, bring on the major league, bring on the major league, bring on the major league. How you gonna teach him to walk when he can't even finish the heat, can't even finish the songs of the law? They civilize the Satanist, cater to my walls and see if they fall. Like wine, magic Christians chew the rind, 'cause bad girls are always bad girls. Let's let them in. Darling, we're up against it, and there is no time for Christians chew the rind, 'cause bad girls are always bad girls. Let them in.
Major Leagues, Pavement. Excellent, excellent song. Very, to me, it's very relaxing, and he's got a nice little, again, kind of catchy, not the same level as Here Comes Your Man, not as upbeat, but, you know, sitting here in the studio, and found myself slipping into, like, singing along. Good time. This next song, also a good time, I think. Just very relaxing. Night and Day by Everything But the Girl, one of their early singles. Their sound, I mean, consistent as far as, I think they have an emotional consistency, but their sound evolved quite a bit over the years, and I think that's, charting that is interesting. But outside of all that extra context, this song is very nice, Night and Day.
Night and day. No matter, darling, where you are, I think of you night and day. Day and night, why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Deep in the heart of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you. Day and night, night and day. Mm-hmm.
this torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. This torment won't be through
night and day
until I spend my life with you
day and night.
That was Night and Day, Everything But the Girl. I have a little something I gotta say real quick. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That was not a very... I think that song is a little more of a summer song than a fall song, even though I picked it alongside other fall songs. This next song, subjective, all subjective, really, but if nothing else, they're very pleasant. And if I can't do anything else on the radio, I'm gonna at least play some songs that I find enjoyable to listen to that are relaxing and pleasant and... That's my mood for today. This is My Cherie Amour, Stevie Wonder. I think it fits that mold basically perfectly, but here we go.
You were mine.
That is Smooth Operator, Sade. I am one of the last people to discover Sade, I feel like. Everyone else is on that wavelength already, but that band is wonderful. She's a great singer. Just been at the start of my, discovery of them, but it's a great song. Figured I'd play it. Don't have too much time left. I got a solid 20 minutes left with you all to play some more songs. I'm trying to fill time, but I don't really know what to say other than this next song is called The Absence of God by Rilo Kiley. I think I've played them on the show before, but if I haven't, here's a first time for everything. Great band. I think they're a bit underrated, to be honest. I don't know. Honestly, that ranking, rating stuff, all subjective anyway. What's the real importance of it? I don't know, but it's nice to see bands get their due, and I think Rilo Kiley hasn't fully gotten the due that they deserve for just some very solid indie rock from the early 2000s. Anyway, The Absence of God off More Adventurous. Excellent album as well. Absence of God, Rilo Kiley.
Thank you. never saw the truth hanging from the door. I know I'm only seeing face to face. I know I'm only gotta get a clean place. And I was green, greener than a hill, where flowers grew. Sunshine still. Now I'm darker than the deepest sea. Just hand me down, give me a place to be.
That was Place to Be by Nick Drake off Pink Moon. Classic album, classic fall album, autumn. Very peaceful, very, I mean, you can see how he's a precursor to the artist I'm about to play, Elliott Smith. And just, yeah, I don't have really great descriptive words. I think the music speaks for itself. He's really fantastic. I've just, a lot of the artists here, or really every week, I'm usually playing stuff from either established artists that I know, or someone that I've seen in concert, or artists that I'm just kind of starting to dive into. And Nick Drake, for a long time, has been, oh, I like Pink Moon, I need to listen to other stuff. And he's still in that spot. I just, there's so much out there, but he is fantastic. I feel like he's probably better than Drake the Rapper. If you're comparing those with the shared name, I feel like he probably beats him out. No shade to Drake on this particular topic of music. Plenty of shade, some of his behavior otherwise, but why am I talking about Drake? Stupidity Tries by Elliott Smith is what I put next on the set list. There's a few different Elliott Smith songs I had here at one point, then removed for another, and I can't remember why I settled on this one, but it's here now, so we're going to play it. Figure 8, I think. I keep calling things underrated. I was calling Rilo Kiley underrated, and I'm not sure Figure 8 is, because people love Elliott Smith. He's very well received, revered. All his albums are great, but I think, again, sometimes there's too much, you know, there's plaudits that go to just a couple of albums in an artist's discography, and it's like, well, look at everything. They maintained a level of consistency for years. Let's not overlook that. So, Stupidity Tries, Figure 8, Elliott Smith, one of my favorite artists of all time. Very much fitting the autumn mood, I think. Even if it's the mid-afternoon, you know, we'll excuse something I would usually listen to in the nighttime. We'll excuse it because it's a good song, and I like making excuses to play good songs. Anyway, Stupidity Tries.
Got a foot in the door. God knows what for, and he'll come. Size. Stupidity tries. Everything here is free. Everything but you and me. This pain together tries. Stupidity tries.
enemy is within. Don't confuse me within. The truth is otherwise. Stability try.
That was Stupidity Tries by Elliot Smith. Great song, of course. Or else I wouldn't have played it, obviously. We just have a few minutes left here at Hour to Kill before I hand you off to Paranormal Playground Sounds. And I just wanted to say thanks for listening. This next song, it should take up the rest of our runtime. This should be a nice little closer, but I don't know. I'm gonna stall a little bit, make sure it fills up I use every minute of the time I have available to me. But yeah, thanks for listening. It's always nice to just take a little hour out of my Wednesday, pop over here. After this, I'm gonna pop over, get a quesadilla, do some homework, get back to the grind. But it's nice to be able to take a little slice of the day and play some music that I like. And if people listen, that's cool. And if only a couple people do, then it's whatever, at least I had a good time, right? Yes, the next song, the final song. We got a long title, let's see if I can get this right away. They are night zombies, they are neighbors, they have come back from the dead. Ah! By Sufjan Stevens, off Illinois. Perhaps the best fall album out there. Maybe not the best as far as, you know, it's not something objective you can really measure, right? But it's one of the most fitting for that mood, I find. People always go back to it this time of year. And it's where I'm going to close off. Plus, it's a little spooky. Maybe you get a little, you know, some zombies. A Halloween sort of note to end on. Anyway, but thank you all for listening. This is this is Isaac, Hour to Kill. And you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is They Are Night Zombies, etc., etc. Sufjan Stevens, thank you for listening to my show. Have a very good day.
So young, I'm not so fast. I travel.